Hi, Good Tzivach. This is Rabbi Eitan Tilkayer from Brooklyn, New York. Ela told us, Yitzchak, the Parsha begins with the following comment from the Medrash. The Medrash says, Yilamdenu Rabbeinu, teach us the following lesson. In other words, this is Medrash Tanchuma, and the following question is asked. Al meh hayu hashlamim bayim? What exactly is the purpose why Karban Shlamim were established? For what reason are they brought? Answers the Tanchuma, Kach shana Rabbi Chia bar Abba b'shem Rabbi Yehuda, kol ha-mevi shlamim, mevi shalom la'olam. The teaching is that whoever brings Karban Shlamim brings shalom to the world, brings peace to the world. Question is, what exactly is the significance of this? What does it mean, whoever brings a Karban Shlamim brings shalom to the world? But there's a second Medrash, and the second Medrash says, Amar Rabbi Eliezer, also Medrash Tanchuma, when there were karbanos in the world, there was peace. Once the house of Zvachim, i.e. the Beis HaMikdash, was destroyed, there's not one day that we are free of curses and punishment. In other words, we have no respite. There's a continuous klala upuranios. That the idea of a Karban Shlamim is in order to bring Shalom. So what is the meaning here? What is the idea that Chazal are trying to bring forward here? And number two, how is this connected to Ela told us Yitzchak? So on one level, if you take a look at the Karbanos that we have, basically all of the Karbanos are, on one level, karbanos that are consumed, that are food, that are eaten. We have karbanos on Yom Kippur, and they have a karban ola, which is not eaten, which is entirely consumed. But most of the karbanos are food-based karbanos, and food which is consumed. This is the chiddush of the Jewish people, that kedusha, holiness, spiritual profundity in this world doesn't happen by separating oneself from the world, like an ola, but rather shlamim, by taking the material, physical world, the olam hagashmi, and raising it up. And now, it's true that there is a place for ola. It's not that the olas don't exist, but in the ancient world, that's all that they had. The only thing that they understood is whatever it meant to serve their idol, to serve their avodah zarah, to somehow, what it meant to sacrifice, meant to cut oneself off. That's what a sacrifice meant. But the chiddush of Klal Yisrael is that a sacrifice doesn't simply mean to cut oneself off. It means to take the material, physical, and raise it up and infuse it with kedusha. So on one level, a karban shlamim is sort of the epitome of that notion. Well, it's true by karban chatas, and it's true by other things as well, but the karban shlamim is the epitome of that notion, of taking the physical and raising it up, eating a karban as a way to express kedusha v'tahara. Now, if you take a look at the meaning of the word karban shlamim, we get to a second point here. And Rashi tells us that what is karban shlamim? So karban shlamim means that it's a karban which is matil shalom ba'olam. It brings peace to the world. How does it do so? So Rashi brings a second understanding. And Rashi's second parish may be understood as a couple, as a complement to the first parish, in which he says that a karban shlamim and is based on the Chazal, brings shalom to the Mizbeach, to the Kohanim, and to the Bailam. In other words, that there are three entities that consume a Karban Shlamim. The Mizbeach consumes the Karban Shlamim, and that part of it is burned. The Kohanim eat the part of the Karban Shlamim. And the Bailam, and the owner of the karban, consumes some of the karban. So here, as Rashi puts it, there's shalom al mizbeach, shalom al kohanim, and shalom al Bailam. What does it mean that there's peace for mizbeach, kohanim, and Bailam? What I believe it's saying is that the karban shlamim sort of takes care of all all the requisite parts, the Mizbeach, i.e. Hashem, the Kohanim, and the Bailam, the people, the clergy, and Hashem himself. In other words, that the Karban is not simply focused on the self, but the Karban in its essence, in its framework, and in its purpose is meant to serve multiple ends, multiple end users, if you will. So the person, selfish, I don't mean that in a judgmental way, but focused on the self, the Kohanim, that is others, and then there's the Mizbeach, which is Hashem. So there's Ben Adam LaMakom, there's Ben Adam LaChavero, as it were, and Ben Adam LaAtzmo. That means all areas of life are working in harmony with one another. That's what a Karban Shlamim represents. A life in which there is a focus on self, because if you don't focus on yourself, you're nothing. But if you only focus on yourself, it may not ili mili, right? It may not ukshani latmi ma'ani. But if there's only a focus on oneself, then you're nothing. So there's a focus on others, kohanim. But if there's only a focus on myself and a focus on others, then that is missing the bigger picture, and that is that the essence of the existence in which we live only has ultimate meaning and purpose, guidance, and understanding what is true, what is false, what is real, what is not, if we have the consciousness and awareness of Hashem as the ultimate force in the world. So Karban Shlamim brings shalom to the world because it creates a harmony between the three centers, the self, the other, and Hashem. Atzmo, Ben Adam LaAtzmo, Ben Adam LaChavero, and Ben Adam LaMakom. And in fact, one of the Karban Shlamim, i.e. the Karban Toda, takes this idea even to like another level of intensity. When we bring a Karban Toda, there is a limited amount of time that one has to eat the Karban Toda. The Karban Toda is a huge amount to consume. So as has been pointed out by many, that the Karban Tamid, it requires a person to share with others. It makes a person other-focused. It requires a person to see themselves as capable of providing for others. Now, how does that bring shalom? Because when I realize that I have what I need in the world, then I have the capacity for generosity to help others. If I can help others, that means that I have the capacity to feel at peace with myself. I'm at peace with myself. I can help others. I'm bringing peace to others. Say this is encapsulated really in the famous Maimer Chazal in Pirkei Avos. Ezua Asher Sameach B'Chalko. Whoever is wealthy is somebody who is happy, is content in his lot. But I want to say the opposite. Hasameach B'Chalko, not the opposite, the reverse. Hasameach B'Chalko Hu Asher. In other words, when you are Sameach B'Chalko, that perforce makes you into an usher. It's not like, how do I become an usher? Oh, if I'm content, then I'm going to become an usher. No, it's the flip. If I am Sameach B'chelko, then I will become usher. You know why? What is the definition of an usher? An usher is a wealthy person. That means somebody who has more than they need. So if I understand that I only need X amount, and really everything else is just icing on the cake, then I become the usher. That I am able to do for others and to become other focused, because I have the capacity to give, I have the bigness of spirit, the generosity of spirit to be able to provide for others. Last Motzei Shabbos, for those of you who were on last Motzei Shabbos, you'll recall that I delivered our 10-minute shiur from JFK Airport. I was going to Eretz Yisrael. I am back from Eretz Yisrael, and in the interim, I had the great zchus of meeting a family member of an individual who died defending Klal Yisrael on Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah, October 7th, a month ago. And she told us the following story about the family in which she grew up, and she and her brother, who died al Kiddush Hashem. And she told us the following. They grew up in a very, very poor household. They lived in a tiny house, and there were seven children and two parents. Originally, I believe, parents were from Morocco, and she grew up in this in a house which was not a house of plenty. Let's put it that way. And when they were teenagers, she recalls that teenagers, they started complaining. We don't have this that our friends have. We don't have that that our friends have. And we don't have this. We don't have that. And we don't have the other thing. And her mother, she reports, said, okay, you feel that you don't have so many things. We have a perfect way that we're going to solve the problem. And what she proposed and what they did was that she said, we're going to adopt another kid into our family. And in doing so, you will learn that not only do you have enough for yourself, but you have more than enough that you'll be able to share with somebody else. V'kach hava. This is a karbon shlamim. This is the karbon toda, specifically the karbon shlamim more generally. The idea that to instill within ourselves the notion that we have the capacity to be sameach b'chelko, to understand that we are content with what we have, and thus we have the ability to be other-focused, to give to others, and to enable others. The karbon shlamim, your shalom be'atzmo, shalom la'atzmo, shalom l'kohanim, and shalom l'mizbeach, to be other-focused. So if we put these two notions together, then what we understand is that a karbon shlamim brings shalom into the world by, number one, a person understanding that they infuse the material, physical world that they live in with a sense of a spiritual dimension. And when a person lives a life in which the physical, the material, the food that I eat, the clothes that I wear, the house that I live in, it is all infused with the presence of the Ribbono Shel Olam, then all of this takes on a greater meaning. And all of this becomes a vehicle of serving others, not a vehicle for simply serving myself. And that is the pathway to shalom. And second of all, is understanding that I become other focused. So these two ideas go together. That the karbon shlamim is about food, investing my physical spiritual, my physical material world with a spiritual essence, and thus that enables me to become other focused, to be able to provide and give for others, and thus creating a world of shalom. And that brings us to the second Medrash, which says that when the Beis HaMikdash was around, Hayah Shalom, there was peace. After the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, not a day without Klala Uparanios. But look at the Medrash carefully. It doesn't mean that every day when the Beis HaMikdash was around was a day of peace. It's not true, because there was plenty of time, even during the times of the Beis HaMikdash, when there wasn't Shalom. But what it means is that when there was a time, shahayu zvachim ba'olam, when there were karbanos in the world, when people understood the notion of sacrifice, the idea of a Jewish sacrifice, which is shlamim, which is food, which is the material, infusing it with spirituality and a divine consciousness, and living a life of service to others, in that kind of world, haya shalom, there was shalom around. It doesn't mean that every day was shalom, but it means shalom could be present. But a life, a world, mishacharav beis hazvachim, when this notion was expunged from the world, ein lecha yom she'ein bo klal uparanios, there is not a day that goes by when a person lives in a world that is absent from the message of a karban, then there is not one day that can go by without klal uparanios. And this is the message the karbon shlamim. What does it have to do with Yitzchak? Ela told us Yitzchak. Why are these midrashim commenting about karbon shlamim as relates to Yitzchak? And it makes a lot of sense, because Yitzchak is the karbon ola. Yitzchak was almost shechted and given to Hashem. Akedas Yitzchak. Yitzchak's life was a life which was really dedicated to Hashem. He represents the ola. Yitzchak Avinu. So Chazal comment, and they say, yeah, there is a role. There is a role for Ola in Jewish life. But understand, say Chazal, Yilamdenu Rabbeinu, Al Mehayu Ashlamim. What's the purpose of Shlamim? The Shlamim is what guides us on a day-to-day basis. The material, physical world in which we live must be infused with Kedusha V'Tahara, and thus enable us to be able to be other-focused. That is the life. That is what most of life is like. Carbonola has its place, but that's not day-to-day. And therefore, when Yitzchak is introduced, Ela told us Yitzchak, Chazal immediately compliment that by saying, yeah, it's true, there is a carbonola. But don't forget, the vast majority of life, the vast majority of our experience as human beings is through the perspective of the carbon shlamim, infusing our lives with spirituality, and thus being able to be focused, ben adam, yes, ben adam la'atzmo, but ultimately ben adam l'chavero, and beyond that, ben adam l'makom. And perhaps if we do this with a greater intensity, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bless us with the Yeshua for Klal Yisrael, v'mehera v'yameinu. Shavua tov, agutavach to all.